Here is a possible draft, sir. We've considered the case for a further delay to receive a message from Hanoi beyond 10 a.m. British time, which you suggested. I've gone into this with my senior advisors, and we are prepared to hold for receipt of the North Vietnamese assurance until 11 a.m. Washington time, 4 p.m. your time, semicolon.
May I postpone or delay or something? Hold is not a good word. Let's say...
To delay?
To, let's see if we can tie it to their suggestion. To attempt to comply with the thoughts you expressed or in part or something like that. Read what you got there again.
I've gone into this with my senior advisors, and
we are
prepared to
after carefully considering your suggestions and thorough evaluation, of the problems you present, the problems here, and the morale
that comes in later
of our uniformed men, we are extending the time. 6 hours, is it?
That's right.
6 hours. Something like that, then give you time.
After carefully considering your suggestions, the problems you present, and the problems...
Problems here,
including...
The morale of our uniformed men, we...
We are extending.
We're extending the time as you suggested. But feel national interest requires we're extending the time as you suggested, as long as we feel the national interest permits. Something like that. We're extending the time for 6 hours. But we believe, all factors considered, is as long as we can justify.
6 hours.
As long as we believe, is advisable.
As long as we believe is advisable. Right.
I would say something. Our senior military men have opposed not only tet truce, but all extensions there too.
You should understand.
Yes. I believe you would want to know that our military advisors had unanimously opposed not only tet truce, but all extensions there too.
Our senior military men?
Yes, have unanimously. Our joint chiefs and commanders in the field have unanimously opposed Joint Chiefs General and General Westmoreland, Joint Chiefs, SEMPAC, and General Westmoreland have unanimously opposed Tet Truce and any extension thereto. That's true, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Buzz had a pretty strong letter yesterday on it. I believe you would want to know. I'd say not only on the ground of morale, but on cost in human life, in American life. Not only on the ground of morale, but on the cost in American life.
Unless we get an assurance from a military operation.
We will, I wouldn't say unless, I'd say we will wait for assurance until.
All right. We will wait for assurance for, well, receipt.
Wait for, we will wait for any information. We will wait for any forthcoming information. We'll wait for any information that may be forthcoming until 11 o'clock our time, whatever it is.
That's it. 4 p.m. your time.
All right.
Unless military operations against the North, unless we get that, if I had assurance, military operations will resume between 11 a.m. And
I wouldn't say unless. How's that sentence go now? We will wait until 11 our time for any information that may be forthcoming. And but military operations will not be delayed beyond that point, that time.
Military operations against the North will resume between 11 a.m. and noon. That's what
that's right. Will be authorized to resume. They may not resume. Will be permitted, well, I'd say. Be expected to resume or permitted to resume.
11 a.m. in our time. Now, I had some more palaver if you do want to hear that.
Yeah.
In making this decision, I bore in mind their problems of transmittal two ways, but I was also conscious of the fact that they have had the possibility of responding to essentially this message for the 3 months since we gave it to the Poles and you gave it to the Russians, and the 5 days since it was transmitted directly to Hanoi and also given by you to Kosygin. If there's any interest in some such A-B proposition, there's been ample time for them to either agree or come back with a counterproposal. Your gallant last-minute effort, which I was glad to back, is one on which they must move fast in any case. On receiving it, they must either be ready to make a response.
I wouldn't say on which I was glad to back, on which I agreed to,
I agreed to support.
Which I agreed to, which I consented to. Which I consented to.
Oh, I see. I got it. Which I consented to. Got it.
Go ahead.
Is one on which they must move fast in any case. On receiving it, they must either be ready to make a response or not. A few hours either way cannot be significant.
I wouldn't say move fast. I'd say move. That implies
fast. Yes, sir. You must also bear in mind that the offer for a reciprocal de-escalation remains available to them when we resume bombing the North.
Cut out also. I'd just say you must bear in mind. Or I'd say bear in mind.
Yes, right? Bear in mind the offer for reciprocal remains available to them when we resume bombing the North.
Bear in mind what?
Bear in mind that the offer for a reciprocal de-escalation remains available to them when we resume bombing the North. The channel to open up discussions.
I wouldn't say that. You bear in mind that the offer to what is?
For a reciprocal de-escalation.
For a reciprocal de-escalation has not been withdrawn.
Right, that's good. Has not been withdrawn.
And can be accepted any moment they desire to do so. They may desire to do so. Even though operations are in effect, they could be suspended momentarily.
Had to bear in mind my responsibility to the men in the field, but you've already got that in. They must be in a position to protect themselves. Right now, supplies and weapons are moving down at a high rate.
I leave that in right now.
Bearing in mind their safety and their morale, I could not spare my responsibilities with an extension beyond those 6 hours. Hope you have a good chance to catch up on sleep after this arduous and interesting week.
I'd cut out the first sentence on troops, and the next one, read that the second one you read.
Yes, sir. Right now,
supplies are moving down right now.
Right now, supplies and weapons are moving down at a high rate, which is true, incidentally, sir. Right. Bearing in mind their safety and their morale.
Bearing in mind the safety of more than 500,000 of our men.
Safety?
More than 500,000 of our men.
Where are my responsibilities with an extension beyond those 6 hours?
I want to make it positive. I feel that to grant in part, to go along in part with your suggestion for an extension could be costly. But I am so anxious, I desire so much to cooperate fully. I have extended it for an additional 6 hours.
You can do that again, sir. I feel that to go along in part with your suggestion for an extension. Bearing in mind the safety and the safety of more than 500,000 of our men, I feel it go along
in part with your suggestion.
Go along in part with your suggestion.
By extending, I can go along in part. Bearing in mind this. Read that again.
Bearing in mind the safety of more than 500,000 of our men, I feel
that I should go along in part with your suggestion. I should go as far as possible to meet your suggestion. And therefore I am stretching the resumption time by another, by extending, stretching the beginning of military operations. Stretching the beginning of military operations by extending the resumption time another 6 hours. considering all the time and conversation that have gone on before, this